Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast in this series entitled, How Can Churches Equip Disciples to Make Disciples? This is part four, Developing Ministry Skills, How to Share the Gospel. After churches embrace the concept of the priesthood of all believers, and teach their members how to interact with the Bible and follow the Holy Spirit, it is important for them to impart competency in some basic ministry skills. I will cover some of these in the following articles. Today, we're focusing on sharing the gospel. Every follower of Christ should be gospel fluent. I have a teaching series designed to equip people with a working knowledge of the gospel, which is much more than the plan of salvation or the Roman road, despite how handy these summaries are. It is wonderful to watch people awake to the glorious nature of the gospel, which has always been right there in front of their eyes. We have shortchanged ourselves by trying to reduce the gospel to a few steps or points. The first apostles never did this, and neither should we. The book of Acts is a wonderful place to examine how the early church presented Jesus. We can learn a lot from them. In fact, I wrote a series of articles on this entitled Gospel in a Minute, which is available on my website. I encourage you to take a look at it. It contains many insights and tips for sharing the good news. I also recommend a couple of books that powerfully influenced me. One is The King Jesus Gospel by Scott McKnight, and the other is Salvation by Allegiance Alone by Matthew Bates. I have included links to these book summaries on my website. The gospel is a proclamation of the true story of who Jesus is, what he has done, what he is going to do, what it means, and what we need to do as a result. We have four Gospels recorded in the Bible. Each contains lots of information about Jesus. John starts in eternity past. Matthew begins with Abraham, the father of the Jewish people. Luke introduces his Gospel with the birth of John the Baptist, Jesus' cousin, who was the forerunner of the Messiah. Mark also begins with John's ministry that set the stage for Jesus. Each of them include information about how Jesus fulfilled messianic prophecies, ministered in the power of the Spirit, proclaimed the good news of his coming kingdom, died for our sins as the Lamb of God, rose from the dead in power as Lord of Lords, revealed himself with many convincing proofs, commanded us to fulfill the Great Commission, ascended into heaven, poured out his Spirit on the church, and will return again one day as the glorious Son of Man to raise us from the dead and judge all mankind. His is an eternal kingdom. That is the gospel. The gospel demands a response. The proper one is to declare our allegiance to Jesus, the risen and glorious Lord. We do this by being water baptized, which is our formal and public declaration of allegiance. When we believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead and confess him aloud as Lord, we are saved. This means that all the benefits of his death and resurrection become ours: forgiveness, justification, redemption, reconciliation, and sonship. It makes us a follower, a disciple, whose mission is to fish for people and make other disciples. Every believer needs to understand the gospel, know its makeup, and be able to share it competently. Imparting this knowledge and charging disciples with their responsibility for sharing the good news is the work of the local church. You can read more about this on my website.